Well, hello, dear reader. Hello, dear listener. And welcome to, I guess, our first little holiday sort of special mini webisode. I am very proud to welcome back to the show. Well, of course, this is the Handsome Timmy D Express, proud part of the Chronic Rift, which you could find a series of podcasts looking to find the culture in pop culture over at chronicrift.com. And, of course, I'm a proud part of the Dan and Travis Show, which you could find on iTunes and podcast apps everywhere. Just do a search for Dan and Travis. And Dan and Travis are with me today. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I feel like if this is a holiday episode that I want the Linus and Lucy song to be playing when we are introduced.
Hey, tell you what.
The Peanuts theme song.
You give me 75 grand and I will clear that immediately. That's a fantastic idea.
You think that's all it would take?
You probably have to pay that every time anyone listens to the show.
Right. Yeah, like they would actually charge you back. Mentioned the show.
Yeah. Well, then give me 75,000 times 75,000 and we're good to go.
Nice.
But also, and I want to ask everybody to bear with me. I got struck by a little bit of a winter bug, so hopefully I don't sound too nasally or out of it during this. But anyway, we are here to talk about Snack Friday, which will be occurring. We're recording this on the Friday before Black Friday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific. And 1 week from tonight is Snack Friday, and we had some success with this last year, but we're really trying to get the word out about it this year. You've heard me talk about it in the previous episodes, but Dan, tell us the 411, what everybody needs to know about this really neat event.
Well, basically the idea is stay home, eat leftovers, but then you're also thinking about the people who don't have leftovers or don't have a place to keep leftovers or whatever it is. And so there's all these places out there, these food pantries, food banks, et cetera, that that feed people who don't have enough food. And so while you're staying home, you're also thinking about donating to one of these joints. And the idea at first was to have it be on Black Friday and have people skip the malls. And as the tagline says, skip the deals, give some meals. Big thanks to Roxanne Joe for that tagline. But what I'm finding is that there are some places that aren't open the day after Thanksgiving that do this kind of stuff or aren't taking donations physically that day. So you can always donate online for most places. I feel like it's just about any place that you would think of would take an online donation. Or just donate something sometime during the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the Cliff Notes abbreviated edition. I can tell you anything else that you want to know.
Well, I think it's such a good idea because, let's be honest, charity is a big part of the holidays. And yeah, in this super hyper social media world that we live in and everything, and it's just trying to get those deals and those bargains and those things in front of people. And, you know, I like holiday shopping. I like Christmas shopping and Christmas presents too. But I'm not giving up drinking wine on Thanksgiving night to go to the mall and get a daggone PlayStation for $100 or whatever it is.
Right. But and then, you know, the thing that happens then is you save $500 on a TV, but then you buy stuff that is not on sale for as much. Like, they tell you it's on sale, but it's for more than they sell it for on a regular Tuesday. And so then you end up not saving that $500 because you spend it on other shit because it's all this add-on stuff that should I be – I probably shouldn't swear in a charity podcast. I don't know. That's fine, I guess. Apologies.
Well,
to
I think a lot of people look at some of this Black Friday hype and swear as well. And I don't know. It's weird though because I know that around here I'm not that far away from some really – I don't want to sound like a jerk when I say this, but I don't live that far away from some really low-income neighborhoods who absolutely 100% love going to the Black Friday sales, who will camp out starting Tuesday or Wednesday to get those Black Friday deals and everything like that. And, you know, I don't want to sound too judgmental about those folks because there are some people who are like, hey, that is my only chance to get some of these high-priced items.
Right.
So I don't want to shit on them too much or criticize them because I sort of – part of me understands that. But there is part of me – like we watched the local news cover it because like I said, you know, here where I live in Southern California, we have a ton of malls that are wide open all night and start opening – I believe it's – I think it's 6 p.m. Thanksgiving. I remember one year we started watching when the malls were opening at, and it was like Field of Dreams.
You know, we saw the time slide back over, like, I swear it's just the past 5 years.
Cause yeah.
I think it was like 2009. They started doing, okay, we'll be open at 3 a.m. Then it was like, we'll be open at midnight. And now it's in the middle of the day on Thanksgiving.
It's totally a more recent thing. I mean, I certainly don't remember that when we were kids, but never mind 10, like you were saying, 5 years ago, 10 years ago,
right.
And even a few years ago, this has really kind of taken over. And I think to Tim's point, and you started to bring it up, is that it's kind of the media, especially, has made it into its own little, not really a holiday, but its own event and its own,
right.
It gets so much attention, that it's gone, you know, way over the top. I think for most people,
there are always there's like at least 100 blog posts and articles about how that day is not actually the best day for deals.
No, it's not.
And it doesn't make any retail store's year. I would say that the month of December probably does.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. So then go shopping in December. Don't, you know, slow it down. give some food to somebody who needs it. And the one thing I did want to mention too, speaking of, you know, lower income folks, you know, spending money on, I think sort of where you were going with that was, spending money on this stuff rather than maybe, you know, getting themselves a nice meal. As a country, the U.S., I don't know what the statistic is, and I should probably try to find out. My wife mentions it a lot. She works in food policy, so she would probably be a better person to talk to about this than me, but she's very sick right now. So, as a percentage of our income, we spend like a lot less than most other, I think all other developed countries. People spend less on food than anything else here in the United States. In places like Europe, they spend money because I don't know if it's a matter of trying to get quality stuff, but I think there's just a lot of garbage, and then we also end up spending it on crazy stuff like this, to a $300 flat screen that's not even the one that, if you did spend the extra money, is going to have all of the features that you're going to want. That was somebody was telling me that the other day too, is that they sell like off model ones for these prices.
So. No one's losing money on Black Friday. No one's losing money. They know how to move that around. Well, I mean, we got our TV on a Black Friday deal, but we went to the major retailer at 3:30 in the afternoon and walked out at 4 p.m. and got a great deal on a flat screen TV. So I think for me, I don't begrudge anybody getting a good deal. I don't begrudge if somebody gets one of those off model TVs for $200 or $300 and it makes their Christmas or holiday season. That doesn't bother me. I think there is something kind of that grosses people out, is that in order to get that good deal, you got to give up Thanksgiving.
Right.
Got to demean yourself by getting up at 4 a.m. and sitting in line or whatever, and sitting out in the rain and the snow. And there's something just kind of gross about that. You know what I mean?
Or how about this? Somebody might die at the mall that night.
Oh, God, Jesus.
You know, I mean, that's I think what kind of tipped it for me, is like, but you know, every
trampling
year,
the story of
somebody, somebody getting trampled.
Yeah.
And so then you're like, is it really worth it at that point?
And I think that the one thing that's critical to bring up is that we kind of started to allude to this, that, you know, we're not saying that we should suddenly switch into this very anti-consumerist mindset, because obviously we want, you know, stores to do well. We want the market to do well. We want the retail sector to do well. It all kind of fits together. But, you know, I think it's just calling attention to a particular time when, you know, these other more important things kind of can take precedent, and it's giving an opportunity to kind of call that particular time out and say, look, you know, we're taking this one day, this one short amount of time to first of all do something for yourself, enjoy some time away from the crazy consumerism and everything, and to enjoy your family and friends and everything else, or just be by yourself if you want to be and eat some snacks and give back to people that are less fortunate. So
And that's exactly what this stuff is all about. That's what holidays and Christmas and everything really is all about. You know, we all love presents, and I think you just summed that up perfectly, Travis. holiday shopping can be fun. It could be hectic, but it could be cool. I worked retail during the holidays, and I had some really great memories of fun stuff, of wrapping presents for people. And sometimes when you're in retail and stuff, you've got to hopefully everybody listening to this is like over 13 or whatever. It's like you actually have to play Santa of like, you know, parents will come up to me and be like, look, I have to buy this, but my son is with me, so we have to do this. Right, stuff so. Like that could be really fun.
You were 13 before you knew that Santa wasn't real?
Oh, like you weren't. I'm just, hey, you know, so, no, I wasn't, but I don't know, maybe. You know something, Dan? Dan, you know something? Part of me still wants to believe Santa's real. And well, I make no apology for that.
Fair
I
enough.
Make no apology for that at all. So you go ahead and make fun. I'm still going to enjoy holiday magic.
Sure.
But so it's not like – I feel like if there was like – like I like Cyber Monday. You could get great stuff on the internet.
Well, and that's the thing too.
And
it's
you don't
like,
kill
why,
anybody. You don't have to get up early.
Right.
There's no reason to go to Macy's the minute – and, you know, the minute Santa comes down the Fifth Avenue or whichever street they go down now, I mean, they change it every year, it seems like.
I don't pay attention whenever, to anything in New York, so I'm in L.A.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, sorry. You don't watch the –
doesn't even
I guess,
exist.
When, yeah, the Macy's parade would probably start at 6 in the morning there, huh?
I probably will watch it because we kind of got screwed on the football games this year, you know?
Really?
I feel like I don't think the football games look that good. I'm kind of bummed. Detroit's going to kill Chicago, and I don't even remember the Cowboys are playing. Cowboys-Eagles, I think it is. Or I think anyway.
Yeah,
but, yeah, you're right, though. I mean, sorry, to go back to the parade, though.
But, yeah, no, so there's no reason to, you know, as soon as Santa goes through Herald Square to be at Macy's and, like, buying all your shit, like, it's like, you know, it takes some time to enjoy that. It's, you know, if it were up to me, if I were president of the world, I would just, you know, make that, you know, the Friday another national holiday. And then you just have a 4-day weekend. There's no 4-day weekend.
No.
You just have one 4-day weekend a year because this is the one holiday that it's like kind of, it's like America. You know what I mean?
And pretty much unless you're in the retail or service industry, most people end up having that day off.
Right.
I mean, it's not, you know, very, very rarely.
I have to take vacation.
Right.
In my job. I mean, I think a lot of people are like, I think a lot of people end up, if they have the time, just take the day.
And I think, though, like we were saying, I mean, Cyber Monday is a good example, but, it, you know, arguably the Black Friday had more, maybe more value or more pull before the internet because only time when you maybe could get certain deals. But now, let's face it, there are so many avenues, so many places online that you can get deals all throughout the year, but especially now. That, you know, it's even easier to sit in your house and basically just sort of end up with stuff being delivered to your front door.
I'll tell you this, a few years ago, and I will say that my dad and I were shopping for a Christmas present for my mom at Best Buy, and this was like, I'm 4 days before Christmas, because I don't go back east for very long in the holidays, maybe even 3 days before Christmas, and they were practically giving away flat screens. And this really speaks to that point directly because here's the thing, and I remember this from my retail days. I'll try to find an article to post on there where it's actually like I believe the Friday before Christmas is actually where you get the monster deals because they have to clear the inventory for next year's models.
Sure, right.
And stuff that's going to start coming in the stores February, March. They've got to get rid of that stuff. Your best deals are actually going to be like – in many regards, not everything. But, I mean, I swear to God, they were giving away some of these TV deals, and we almost picked one up, and quite frankly, we should have, because it was that stupid good a deal at Best Buy to get one of these flat screens. And so I think you're absolutely right. I think there is a certain mythology around Black Friday. That there is a perception that this is the most insane, killer, best possible deals. I would suggest to anybody that's shopping on Black Friday, and you doubt what we're saying – tell you what, you know, buy your gifts on Black Friday and then check some of the circulars, then go back to the stores a couple weeks later and see if the deal you got was really that much better.
Right.
Because I bet you, all right, maybe you'll find one or two. I'm sure there's some exceptions. But no, I bet you a lot of them are not going to be that much better at all.
Yeah. And one other thing about the whole retail aspect, and then if we can talk about the donation.
Yeah, I was just thinking that actually.
I've had people bring up that, you know, some people want to work these days because, you know, it's extra hours and blah, blah, blah. And to that, I mean, fine, that's probably true, but I would argue that there are, you know, 40 other days from just after Thanksgiving until into January, really, because they got to handle returns and stuff, where retail stores have shitloads of hours to give people who work there. So I don't think anybody's going to be losing hours if there's places saying, you know, we're going to just – and, you know, it would be fine, too, if places just had regular hours that day, too. You know, if that's what they're going to do, if it's a mom-and-pop place that's got to, you know, be open on a Friday – during that week, and they took Thanksgiving off, and then they're just, then, you know, there's not much you can do. But I think people who work these jobs can make up the time at some other point during December, because, I mean, every place is open.
They hire 5 hours later. Right. I was, every retail store I worked, 15 years I have experience every year.
The last time I worked in retail during the holidays, I could come and go as I pleased. Like, it was that they had that many hours where it was like, if you can come in, then please come in.
I think you just, right. But that, I think, nailed the head a point. I saw an interesting conversation about this on Facebook where a friend of ours was like, I loved working the holidays because I got super double time and triple time or whatever it was. Like, some of these people who work Thanksgiving, whatever it was, you know, like, they were like, oh my God, I really would make, like, cause, and it's actually true. Like, in Thanksgiving weekend, some of these folks who are working these crazy hours are making mad bank. Some of them aren't. And I think the real problem that people have is that some people are being told you don't have a choice. If you can't work Thanksgiving, you're, and that's sort of the frenzy that's building that you guys were talking about a little while ago about how much it's growing over the past 5 years is, this idea of, well, if you want further employment here, you're going to have to give up Thanksgiving, which, again, there's something kind of gross about that. And I think that goes against the spirit of the holidays. So I just want to add that to your thought, Dan. And speaking of the spirit of the holidays, let's, like you said, talk about the donation aspect.
Right. So
that was like the best segue I've ever done. I'm sorry. I had to do it.
Well played.
I love segues on this show. I do it.
So right now, currently, we have a Facebook page, which just got a logo or profile picture.
We'll put the link below.
Made by Mr. Dave Scott, and maybe link to his website, because you know, if you're looking for somebody to do some graphic design, he's your guy.
Yeah, I love it.
It's very spiffy. So we have a Facebook, and it's just /Snack Friday. If you go there, the idea that of this is, I mean, I have some web domains reserved, but I'm not sure what I want to do with the web presence yet. I've been talking to people about some ideas. I wanted to have it to be sort of a repository of food pantries and food banks and stuff like that. So you could go there, look up your state or your town or whatever, and, oh, this is a place near me. But I'm finding that there already are some things like that local groups do and stuff like that.
Which is good for people to know. So hop on the Google if you're not sure where to go. Hop on Google and look up some of that stuff. There is lists and places to find.
Right. And I'll link on Facebook, on the Snack Friday Facebook, to some of that stuff. So awesome. You can look there. I pinned a post just today that, where I'm asking people to say where they're going to donate and, if they've found a place. And the idea behind that to me is to do sort of a peer pressure thing. If people see, because that's the thing I can't figure out right now is how many people, you know, we did this last year and it kind of, you know, it bubbled under. It wasn't really, it was kind of a thing, but it wasn't really, it seemed like mostly in my circle and then a few semicircles just outside of that. But I have no idea how many people actually donated. So
yeah,
I think having something like this, people will see, oh, that's, you know, that person's doing it. I should probably actually do it too. And so it's kind of, I think the idea behind it is a little bit of peer pressure, but I think, I'm hoping anyway that it starts to pick up and people start saying, I'm going to donate here and I'm going to, oh, and I'm in, you know, Des Moines and I'm going to donate to the blah, blah, blah. And
well, it's, you're trying to make it go viral, you know, and that's why we're doing this. And I think here's the other thing too. It took us about, unfortunately, we didn't have a list of where to look. So we actually went to like a fire department that wasn't taking food and somewhere else that was closed. But then we found our local library branch and they took the food. And even with that, I mean, Dan, I'm talking like this whole exercise took us about half an hour. We went to our local grocery store. We bought about $25, $30 worth of canned goods. And then, or actually maybe even 50, I don't remember. Like a ton. Like it was heavy. It was a heavy bag. I'll tell you that. And gave that away. And it took about half an hour. And even if you can't give a lot, canned goods and things like that go such a long way. They really, truly do. Even, you know, if you can give $100, that's phenomenal. If you can go buy $100 worth of stuff and give it out, that's, you're a hero. But even $10, even just a couple cans of soup, it just goes so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And it's if you know ahead of time where you want to donate, then a good idea is to call them up, find out what they need, because it's not always food.
Yeah.
One place last year, the woman told me that she would almost rather have, because it's, you know, because they get they do, a lot of these places get a lot of food at the holidays. So she said it's actually better for us to get money to keep the lights on and to keep the place cool in the summer and warm in the winter, that kind of stuff. So if you can do that, that's, you know, then all the better. Something that you could have done, Tim, that I just thought of, just in terms of if you guys didn't have time to like go out and buy the food and then find a place, if, it wouldn't even necessarily have to be local to you. You could look back where you come from. You could, you know, look up some place in New Jersey,
yeah,
in your hometown that, yeah, that takes stuff and just give them an online donation. I think I was saying earlier that, you know, most of these places take an online. That's what we did last year. We just donated online, and most of these places take an online donation. So all that takes is not even leaving the house at all, just firing up the computer and right, then closing it back down and going and play checkers with your nephew or whatever.
Or if you need a break from your nephew, this is a great excuse to go out and not get, yes, trampled.
At, exactly, yeah, that's a good point.
Well,
that's
true.
I think you mentioned pinning the posts and stuff. This, what's smart about this idea, I think, is that the holidays are hectic. We literally were making, you know, Meg and I were making plans to double date with another couple friend of ours, and it took like 6 or 7 emails and 2 or 3 different dates before we finally settled on lunch. I mean, the calendar fills up like that. And it's, yeah, true for everybody. We're all slammed. We're all trying to do travel. Many of us fly. Many of us, even if you're just driving like half an hour on Christmas Day or Thanksgiving, it's still a hectic time no matter what. And how many people say the holidays go by and the New Year's resolutions chime in and they're like, oh, I totally forgot to do something that was a donation, that was of the holiday spirit. You know, I totally forgot to do something like that. Now this is a good way to bookmark it. It's early, mm-hmm, in the holiday seasons, you know what I mean? Before all, yeah, things get totally batshit crazy. It's early enough that you could just do it, get out of the way, and feel really good about doing the right thing and helping folks out. And it is quick, easy, painless, and you don't have to spend a ton of money.
No. I mean, just as much as you can, you know? That's, yeah, nobody's asking, you know, you to bankroll, you know, some food bank or whatever.
Set up your own, but you know,
right,
make your own food bank, but... Yeah, and it's something where we probably encourage people to, you know, to, if they're so inclined, you know, to heck, keep doing it for the rest of the year too, you know.
Right. Well, and that actually segues nicely into what I was about to say. That there are specific things. There's kind of changes in how these places take things in now, and what kind of things they want. You know, it's not, you know, if you bring a bag of like condensed Campbell's, that's great, but there's also this push to get them fresher stuff,
right,
and things like that. And so part of what this campaign, I hope, will be is throughout the year just raising awareness as far as that kind of thing. There was an article that I had posted from HuffPo or someplace that was like 10 things that food pantries want, but you know, you don't realize it. And it was like deodorant was one of them, and different stuff like that. So there's stuff like that too. You know what I mean?
For everybody to have. I'm razors, joking, but I'm not.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. A lot of places take clothes. Like, there's a lot of clothing drives around this time of year, especially, you know, up north where we
That's
are.
That's huge. Well, look at Buffalo right now.
Right.
I mean, that is just – when they told the Buffalo Bills weren't going to play because of snow, I'm like, how much snow has to fall on Buffalo and that part for them to say, somebody, no, this is serious? Joking, but I'm not. Like, that's a shit ton of snow.
Yeah, somebody on the radio was joking this morning that how much must it be for Detroit to be the safest place for them to go to play the game?
I mean, that's God, it's, but it goes to show. But listen, there's a lot of people. I mean, people have died, like you said. And clothing like that, blankets, clothes, coats, and things to help. Whatever your political bent is and why some people on the street are not doing it, this is not the time of year for that. This is the time of year to say, hey, what can I do to give? You're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to help somebody else. And when those people are helped, they're going to end up helping people. There's right. just no downside at all to this. And by the way, it's a write-off.
Right.
You keep your That's receipts, true. Y'all, and bring it to your accountant.
You know, most places aren't working that day anyway, like we said, so it's not like they can go out and try to get a job on that day. So bring them food.
Wow, okay. There we go. One there.
Well, no, you know.
No, I see what you mean. No, I
bouncing this is... off your, you know.
That's a joke. No, hey, listen, of course we can, you know, we got to be, you know, we're being serious and gravitas, but of course we could joke around about some of this stuff, I hope. And well, no, but you're right. And this is, okay. I think
do you need
this
me to give you an edit, a clear no. edit there, Tim?
No, not at all. I'm totally teasing. No, but this is exactly like, I think it's such a great idea. Like we popped for it when you guys brought this on board last year, and I'm so psyched to bring the message out. It is absolutely the perfect time of year to be like, and this is something I wish schools would pick up. You know, like, yeah. Hey, get your turkey and get your thing. And don't forget, what can you, like, this would be a great school project of like, hey,
we
kids.
We do have a little bit of that going on, actually. There's at least one teacher who I'm friends with who's been trying, well, I'll say her name. It's Amanda. And I won't give her last name because I don't think she's allowed to.
Right.
And they would know her as something else.
Is it Hug and Kiss?
Yes. She's been trying to sell past and present students on participating. So she was asking about flyers and stuff. And I can't remember where. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a little bit of we are trying to get it to be a thing where it's like people are passing out flyers. Like I don't know how freely available Dave is going to allow this logo to be, but I have several different file versions.
And yeah.
So we can hopefully make flyers where we can just email to people and they can print them off and go from there with it. So,
well, I think viral campaigns can do a lot, and we're trying, you know, to get the word out as best we can, because that's the thing. I almost feel like, you know, we're at such a busy time. Put it in your iCal. You know what I mean? Oh, that's right. Snack Friday. Yeah. And right. We saw the corporations change the entire culture of Black Friday. I certainly think that movements like this, and I'm sure there are plenty of other charitable things that are along this line that hopefully we'll be able to hook up with. And
I did actually, that reminds me, I should mention, there was, I guess last year, another Snack Friday movement, and their thing was to bring snacks to people who had to work on Black Friday.
Oh,
so
yes.
It doesn't look like they're doing it again this year, but I posted on their wall, said, hey, come check us out.
Yeah. Well, those people working cool. in retail are getting super double overtime, so they don't need Fritos. I'm teasing. No, that's a good idea too. But I really do like that other idea from Snack Friday. I'm teasing a bit.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's a matter of, look, this is a time of year when guess what? Everyone else is more important than yourself. That's what this is about. This is about charity. This is about giving. Yeah. This is the time of year where everybody else is more important. And you got to think about other people and to give to those who are needy. You know, we're just on the tail end of the Great Recession. We're not in full recovery yet. So this is more important, I think, than ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, I appreciate you having us on.
Absolutely.
To
so we're
going to
put
it.
The Facebook page up. What else? What other information can we give out to people?
The Facebook is there. We have a Twitter at Snack Friday. If you want to email me for whatever reason, if you want to try to get, if you're somebody who's hoping to get these flyers once we have them, it's snackfriday2013@gmail.com. The reason I kept 2013 is because it was set up for me last year, and I figured since that was the first year that we did this, I'll keep it in there as a tribute. So.
Yeah, great.
Instead of making a new email and having to change it all over the place and then not remembering to change it in the one place where people are seeing it and right. that kind of thing. So
awesome.
That's about it. I mean, I'm working some back channels, talking to people about trying to get some strategy ideas. I'm hoping to get it started earlier next year. So it's kind of, I don't know, you know, I don't know what it'll look like by next week. I mean, we more than doubled the number of, you know, likes on Facebook in like the last 2 days.
Great.
From what we had last year. So,
well, that's, and that's, hey, you know, something we don't have millions of dollars. If we did, we'd be spending it on the Vince Guaraldi trio to introduce our podcast. So, and if there's one thing I've learned doing this podcast, talking to a bunch of independent producers and people, is that budgets don't matter anymore. Let's just do stuff. Let's just get it out there. And we have this awesome tool, the internet, on our side, in which that gives us a huge megaphone to reach people who are, I guarantee there are people who are going to hear it Snack Friday who are going to be like, this is oh my God, this is a perfect charity thing that I could bookmark, that I could do, and it's quick and easy. And
this reminds me of the one other main thing that I wanted to mention, because somebody asked me today, have you asked people what they think of when you say Snack Friday? And I hadn't thought of it, and it was a pretty good point. Like, if you just said it to somebody, they'd be like, what the hell is that? So mention it. Say it when you're giving the food. Say, this is my Snack Friday donation. And hopefully somebody will say, what the hell is Snack Friday? Or, you know, they'll ask you.
Yeah, and just tell them. And then that you can explain. Yeah, and that's exactly right. That's a great idea. Tell people this is from Snack Friday. Tell people, and that's how buzz is created. So let's see what happens. Can you, I have a silly question maybe. Can you have, like, we have all these grocery delivery services these days. Like, can you have stuff like just deliver to various kitchens and shelters and stuff? Like,
hey, like if you ordered like Fresh Direct, in New York City, they have Fresh Direct. And so if you ordered Fresh Direct and you were like, bring it to the, you know, the Third Avenue food pantry or whatever.
I would be willing to bet that as long as they're getting their money, they would just deliver it wherever.
Yeah, Ebenezer Scrooge did it to the Cratchit family. So
that's right, and that was like, you know, back in the 1400s. Or something.
It's like a 40-pound goose.
Yeah, back. Yeah, I think Gabe delivered it for Ebenezer. that was his college job. So anyway, if anybody wants to know what that joke is about, you could listen to the Dan and Travis show on iTunes.
Yes, please.
Check them out on iTunes. Check them out on the, it was so cool getting the new iPhone 6, and there's a podcast app that comes with your phone. Just type in Dan and Travis, and they pop right up. So does the Handsome Timothy Express. So maybe you're listening to this on an iPhone. How meta. And you could Google him. You could find him on iTunes, Dan and Travis. You can find him on The Chronic Rift. It's an awesome podcast about awesome things, about family, sports, and the hardest goddamn trivia game that's just me.
Well, you know, it's mostly fake nowadays. Next time you're on, I'll do
No, I'm not doing it. Ask me. Well, no. Ask me. Okay, like, it's done. Oh, no way. All right, fine. I'll do it. I'll do it again. But I was sweating when I did it. Oh, my God. So, anyway.
You got half of one right, too.
Half, yeah.
More than I've done, yeah.
That's right. You're right. I've got to be more. I am going to celebrate that victory. So anyway, Dan and Travis, this is great work that you guys are doing. So thanks so much for taking some time to talk about it with all of us. And here's fingers crossed for a great Snack Friday. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.